The New South Wales Premier has declared a state of emergency as several regions, including Sydney, brace for a catastrophic fire event in the first time ever tomorrow. Fire authorities are urging residents to plan tonight and to stay away from properties anywhere near bushland. As blazes threaten to encroach on regions from western Sydney to the northern beaches, there are concerns that many are not prepared. Cameron Nichols has the story.
At least 150 homes razed to the ground, three people dead, and fears the worst is yet to come. As fires burn out of control, the New South Wales Premier has declared a statewide emergency, as the fire chief predicts it could be the most dangerous bushfire week the nation has ever seen. Rebel Talbot is the Assistant Commissioner for the New South Wales Rural Fire Service. She is urging residents in bushfire-prone areas to plan tonight as soaring temperatures and strong winds threaten to fan fires.
Essentially, our message is people need to not stay at home tomorrow and leave areas that are affected by the catastrophic fire danger if they're in a bushfire-prone area and go to somewhere safe either late tonight or early tomorrow ahead of any new fires starting.
A catastrophic fire danger warning has been issued for three regions, the Illawarra-Shoalhaven, Greater Sydney and Greater Hunter areas. According to the Rural Fire Service, there are potentially hundreds of thousands of people who need to prepare.
So the most important thing people should be doing is thinking about where they would go tonight or tomorrow morning if they live in a catastrophic fire danger area. So are they going to go and stay with relatives? What are they going to take with them? That's more difficult for people that might live on the outskirts who have horses, for example. They should have a plan if they have a bushfire survival plan about where they might relocate their horses and animals to. So we're asking them to think about doing that today. This is not something that they need to be thinking about tomorrow when we'll already be seeing difficult conditions and we will already be seeing large numbers of motorists potentially driving on the road.
Residents living close to bushland in the catastrophic danger zone are being advised to consider leaving their homes and head towards built-up areas such as shopping centres and city centres instead. Preparing homes, such as cleaning up any leaves and branches and ensuring there is adequate water for firefighters, is crucial. In Sydney alone, the northern beaches and Hornsby regions are just some of the areas at risk.
Oh, we're very concerned about it. It's the first time that we've had this new catastrophic fire risk announced, and obviously multiple days of total fire bans mean that we all need to be very, very concerned and make sure that we're properly prepared.
That's Stephen Head. He's the General Manager of the Hornsby Council, one of the areas most at risk from potential fires due to surrounding bushland.
66% of our area is actually national park. So we have a bushland interface, if you like, that runs all the way from Pennar Hills all the way north, pretty much all the way through to the Hawkesbury River. It's a very, very large bushland interface, large amounts of national park. There's not really in much case that stops any fire from coming all the way down from the north or from the west from a long, long way away. So, we're living a beautiful part of Sydney, but it's also a part with a large amount of bush. And of course, that means there is always a risk, I'm afraid, of bushfire.
Local resident Jessica Glasgow is no stranger to bushfire threat.
Honestly, I grew up on the mid-north coast, so this has sort of been coming for a couple of days. For me now, my hometown is currently completely ablaze. So I'm pretty used to growing up in this kind of stuff, but it's still terrifying being that it's been classified as catastrophic in the Sydney region.
Jessica lives just 1 kilometre from bushland in Mount Kola and has already put in place plans if bushfires bear down on the area tomorrow.
Tonight we're basically packing up the car with all the essential documents and that kind of thing and cots and nappies and a couple of days of supply and see what happens tonight and tomorrow, really.
But for some Sydney residents, it will be the first time they have faced a bushfire threat to their properties and lives. The employee of the Ladybird Cafe is calling for calm, but is concerned those who have grown up in the suburbs are unprepared for what lies ahead.
You grow up in suburban areas. It's never been a threat before, so you have that wonderful privilege of it not having to be a threat.
It's a sentiment reflected by the Rural Fire Service.
We've seen images of people preparing their homes, cleaning out their gutters, taking away rubbish and things that might catch a light, and doing things at the last minute. But there are also people who may have gone to work today and haven't given a second thought to what they might do tomorrow. We're asking those people, when they have dinner tonight, when they sit down with their family, to talk about what they're going to do tomorrow.
Residents across the state are urged to monitor the Rural Fire Service website or app and local radio, but most importantly, keep an eye on conditions closely.
If you're waiting for a message from us to say that you need to leave, that's already getting too late. You should be taking notice of what's happening around you, not staying inside and continuing on as you normally would. Tomorrow is the kind of day you should be outside looking around to see if there is a fire in your area. If you smell smoke, if you see fire, call 000 straight away and start enacting your bushfire survival plan.
Assistant Commissioner for the New South Wales Rural Fire Service, Rebel Talbot, ending that report by Cameron Nichols.